The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 561.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an online entrepreneur and a side hustle coach, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ruby Lee. Ruby, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me on the show as well, Sheena. I'm very, very honored and very excited to be a part of your community. So my name is Ruby Lee. As Sheena mentioned, I'm a side hustle coach, an online entrepreneur, and I am based over in Melbourne, Australia. I guess I started my business very early on, probably about 4 years ago, and I was a side hustler myself. So what that means is that I had a 9-to-5, very demanding full-time role as an executive recruiter. And I also, in that time, started my own business, which was in career coaching. Now, that was a fantastic way for me to transition into full-time entrepreneur land, but it wasn't without a few bumps along the way. So my story is that I was once nearly fired for having a side hustle with one of my employers. And today I dedicate my life and business to helping early stage entrepreneurs navigate through some of those really sticky situations and create abundance and freedom and choice on their own terms, whilst some of them still wanting to maintain a full-time job.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Ruby, what's your cultural background?
So I was born in Malaysia, but on my father's side, there is Korean and also Thai. So I'm a little bit of a mixed bag there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
A self-confidence quote, I think, is own your truth. So I ground a lot to my own truth and really take that to certain levels where I understand and I really get to know who I am as a person, and whether that is my family background, my cultural background, and then I bring that into my business. So if anyone ever tries to rock the boat there, I know I can ground back to what is my truth and no one can argue with that.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence to me is just having an incredible ability to feel as though whatever you are saying and doing and in terms of your actions is absolutely, again, grounding back to what is your truth and what is your message to the world. You know, for me, when it comes to confidence, it's highly linked to work that you do, the purpose work that you do. And I believe, you know, we can get very caught up with the whole what is your purpose subject. But I believe that just by starting, whether it's a passion project or starting your own business, your purpose will find you. And when you find your purpose, you find your confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great definition. I also believe, you know, when you start asking, you know, the right questions, it'll also appear to you, right? When you just keep asking, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And sometimes it just hits you right before your face.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know a lot of people that I've worked with on a one-on-one basis has sort of said, you know, they get quite anxious not knowing what their purpose is. And obviously for those of you that have read Simon Sinek, you know, Start With Why, that has in many ways really stopped people from moving forward past that, because you can get really stuck in that whole, oh, but I don't know my why. So often it's just about taking those little baby steps forward and your purpose will definitely find you.
I totally agree with that. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I I've always grown up as a fairly confident young woman. I definitely attribute that to my mum, who is a really, really strong, confident woman. And I found that, you know, I think more recently though, having come out and started my own business, it is a very intimidating time. It's a very scary time. You're putting yourself out there, you're sharing your message. And there are moments where you feel that you know, you kind of wonder if you're making an impact on the world or whether anyone's listening, you know, if you have your own podcast or if you're, you know, doing Facebook Lives or Instagram Lives. And it's a whole new level of confidence that I think I've just really had to peel back and kind of up level. And again, it really comes back to knowing exactly what my message is, what my purpose is, what my truth is, and, you know, what exactly I want to get out of, you know, out of this time that we have, you know, on this earth. So yeah, I think for me, it's really continuing to define confidence through different levels of as you go through life and different circumstances that you come up against.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, when we all start something new, we always have those thoughts in our head, right? Like, will we make it? Are we going to be good enough? Are people going to laugh at us? Are we going to make any sales? Like all these questions, right? And it sometimes paralyzes us from doing anything. But, you know, for you, what was that moment in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and create a full-time business and help others at the same time? What was that aha moment?
I think for me, it was really just having even just like one or two bits of feedback come through. I first started my business as a blog, actually, and then my blog became quite well read, which was amazing. And then I started to take that into video format. At the time, this was like 3 years ago, I had a YouTube channel, and I started to get little comments here and there saying, thanks for sharing, great tips. And it's that moment where you realize that it's not about helping thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. It's just about helping that one person make a difference in their life. And as I started to ground into that, I realized that, wow, you know, just that one person, if you're here to impact that one person's life, what an amazing honor that is.
Thanks for sharing that. And I always believe that as well. If you can help one person, your job's done, right? Because you never know what that one person can do or what impact they can create because of what you've done. So, you know, I really love that you mentioned that. And because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Oh gosh, you know, I think it's just been so crazy in the last 90 days alone. So I use that as a marker because it's been 3 months since I've taken the side hustle to main hustle leap. So I've left my full-time employment. I've gone into becoming an online entrepreneur. And since putting it out there, and I'm a really big believer in, you know, in the universe and understanding what's right for you, what feels aligning to your energy source and, you know, what you can give back to. And actually, as a side note, my religious background, so my grandmother's side is very staunchly Buddhist, and she used to always teach me as a little girl how to actually recognize signs from the universe. Like even when I was 5 years old, you know, grounding into energy and, you know, all of that, which is amazing. And I remember doing Tai Chi with her and all of that, which was really cool. And then I guess from as I grew up and I was trying to explore some of my own answers from a spirituality viewpoint, I've started to really love different aspects of, you know, what spirituality and religion gives, right? So it's nice to be able to ground into that again and understand like where you're able to share your energy. And as that kind of starts to grow, I realized very quickly that I suddenly had a community of thousands, like on my Facebook group, listening into my own podcast. And then that translates into things like, you know, incredible income and, you know, monetary rewards that have come through since that time. So that's all kind of just unveiled in the last 90 days or so.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great what you can do within 90 days, right? What to see what's possible. So I love that you do use a 90-day mark. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Continue to journal. I am a big fan of writing out your thoughts and journaling. I journal every single morning, and it's a really great way for me to actually access some of my fears, my insecurities, those fear blockers that you don't even realize exist. And when you do that, when you write it out, there's been significant studies around handwriting and connecting to your subconscious, which is absolutely incredible. And so in writing it out, and you see your fears on a piece of paper, and you sort of think, oh my goodness, it's not that big a deal. And if it is a big deal, then you've actually got a way and a channel to talk about it more openly, whether it be with, you know, your friends or your family or your therapist or people in your inner circle that can really help you. So journal is my number one tip to building confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I also believe journaling is a really great outlet to just like dump all your thoughts, good, bad, whatever. It's just a great way to dump it and just kind of like release it to just, you know, make you feel better, right? Because we're going to have days where we're not confident or when we're down or, you know, we're frustrated. So it's great to just write out your feelings as an outlet and just kind of, you know, let it go and have better energy come in. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, just check out Own Your Hustle, the podcast, and you'll be able to find me. Also Own Your Hustle on the Facebook as of my Facebook group. And if you want to come and hang out with me on Instagram, I'm just at @RubyLee_.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Ruby, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Ruby's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Ruby for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Ruby.
Such a pleasure, Shayna. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.